Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Newnan, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Hello, I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's. And we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies. And we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow. It's too easy, I just
kill it with... Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions of this show and program are not the views and opinions of this station, its management, or its clientele. It's now time for Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to one another and resources. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Good morning, it's Tanya Lee. I'm filling in for Miss Margie today, and we are going to be talking about the Frayed Edges Foundation, and oh my gosh, I just totally drew a blank on your company name, and it is
Sea Glass Therapy.
Thank you very much. Let me introduce you to Jennifer. Jennifer, give me some background on you. Let's know who you are.
Okay, my name is Jennifer Yeager, and I am the owner and clinical director of Sea Glass Therapy, as well as the founder of Frayed Edges Foundation, and I'm a board member for that. And essentially, I'm a therapist. I've been practicing for 21, 22 years, and we opened Sea Glass Therapy 5 years ago. So we've hit the big five. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. And so the vision that we had for Sea Glass Therapy is that we provide mind, body, spirit, mental health care. So we've got counseling. We have yoga for mental health.
Let's start with the counseling. So counseling is traditional counseling for all ages and
we do all ages. We do we see individuals, couples, families, and I guess six is probably the youngest that we'll see, but then going all the way up. And we have a team of Oh gosh, the number is always changing. We have a team of 20 people, providers providing quite a few things. And so we have counseling, we have yoga for mental health that kind of incorporates you know, working on trauma that we hold in the body, as well as depressive symptoms, anxiety. So it's not your typical yoga. It's a little bit different. Okay. The focus is different. And then we have massage therapy.
Wonderful. I do highly recommend.
It is amazing. And our massage therapists actually have a lot of extra certifications. So they provide really specialized massage therapy. And they both actually do massage therapy for mental wellness as well, which is not very common. You don't see that very often.
It's good for my mental wellness. I know that.
For sure, right? Yes. I know. People take that for granted. Yeah. They really don't think about going for stress relief, but it's really, really helpful.
Really, really helpful.
And we have Reiki. Don't ask me to explain it because I struggle with that. You can ask Jennifer, our Reiki provider. And we have acupuncture, which is also... Yeah, we do. So our acupuncturist does that for mental wellness. She also does full body. I mean, she can work on anything, but she also even has a protocol for people who struggle with substance abuse. Ooh. So she's phenomenal. She's amazing.
She can get rid of my cravings for sugar?
In theory. We'll ask her, but in theory.
We need to get her on here talking about that.
That's a good idea. We really should
sugar
get her on here.
And eating, of course, eating disorders, smoking, of course, substance abuse.
Absolutely.
Maybe you don't, some of us don't have like substance abuse, like traditional, how you define it. But
addictive behaviors.
Addictive behaviors.
Or self-defeating behaviors even.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. I think we all struggle with that,
we
right?
Do.
Yeah,
we do. So we that's do. A good alternative, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we are finally in the process of bringing back workshops that we used to have all the time pre-COVID. As you know, you've done some for us. And we are finally getting to where we're bringing some of those back. So, so that's sea glass therapy.
Okay.
So out of sea glass therapy, we decided to found the Frayed Edges Foundation. And we got to that because we saw a need, or I would say a barrier of cost for therapy, right? It's
definitely
expensive, and we know that. And so we were just trying to think of, well, how in the world can we get around this? Like, what can we do to fund it? So we decided to, the first thing we did was throw a festival, Frayed Edges Foundation, a festival. And we did that a couple of years ago just to see really how it would go, just to raise some money for some scholarships.
And awareness.
And awareness. The, and you know, throw a festival for mental wellness also. But anyway, we wanted to see, like, well, how does this work? And so it worked. So we decided from there to go ahead and establish an actual official 501c3 foundation. So through that, we now raise funds. Primarily to fund scholarships for people to offset the cost of counseling. I will say it does not cover the full cost of counseling.
Right.
And part of the reason we do that is because, you know, people really do have to have some skin in the game.
Right.
You know, if you're going to get counseling for free, then sometimes it's easier to not put as much effort into it. But when you're paying for it, then you're going to get your money's worth, right?
Absolutely.
So for... is it still $30? Yeah, for the client pays $30 a session, and the foundation covers the rest of it. Generally, for 12 sessions is each scholarship. And we have had some people that have gone through one scholarship and really needed to keep going, apply for another one, and if there have been funds to be able to cover that. So
I do have some friends who I've sent to you who've actually benefited greatly from your scholarship. So
fantastic.
Yeah, and we're looking at teenagers as well as middle-aged women like me who I've sent over there that have been able to get over a hump, especially after COVID, right? People we're still in that mourning phase.
And
they don't even know what to do. They don't even know where to start. And
that's
so
true.
Your scholarship that gives them that intro to real therapy has been a blessing to many people.
Good.
So, yeah,
I love hearing
that.
Well, and another aspect of it is that through the foundation, it inspired us to start an internship program.
Wow.
And so now what we have are graduate students who are working on the internship portion of in order to graduate with their master's to go on to be therapists, are practicing at our practice. Oh. And so we offer their services at a reduced rate. So you can see one of them for an individual session for $40, for a family or couple session for $50. So
That's brilliant.
And we're finishing up our first cycle, because the interns are with us for 1 year, essentially. So we're finishing up our first cycle of three interns, and then we've got two new ones that are going to be starting in August, and then we will keep rolling with it. So hopefully it'll just keep going.
So the whole idea is to help make mental support and therapy affordable to anybody who may think that they need it. Or want it, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about, is there any requirements for the community? Do you have to live in Coweta County, or is it okay?
No, that is a great question. As of right this minute, you do need to live in Coweta County. But also, one of the reasons we put that restriction on it is that we really don't get a whole lot of people from other counties coming in. I mean, we do have some clients from Fayette County, but very rarely. I mean, I think that Troop Heard, Meriwether, they tend to go to LaGrange, right, as opposed to come up to Noonan. Okay. So most of our clients, vast majority, are Coweta County.
Coweta County, okay.
Yeah,
we're all a bunch of sick puppies. We need you desperately around here, I'm sure.
Well, we have a really high census. It's really interesting. Noonan has around 40,000 people, mm-hmm, but Coweta County has 150,000.
Yep.
Which fascinates me every time I hear that. But yes, we have a lot of people here.
You do.
There's a lot of need.
There's a lot of rural. There's a lot of folks that are just kind of outside of the city life,
mm-hmm,
that maybe have been disconnected, which a lot of us have. I mean, even just normally, and then after COVID, of course, everybody got way disconnected.
Yes.
And now trying to integrate again, I think, and our age group is higher. We have an older population, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
When I moved here, I think the median age was like 63.
Really?
I think it's come down. I think I checked it a couple of years ago. It's in its 50s now, which is great.
I mean,
being in my 50s, I'm like, okay, so I'm the target market for all of what Coweta County is, but those folks are not necessarily predisposed to actually taking advantage of therapy, are they?
They are not. Yeah. We are in that generation that therapy was not the norm. Now, these younger generations, it's a given,
right,
which is a beautiful, wonderful thing, but I think there's still a stigma. I mean, as much as I would love to say that surely today there's not, there is. There's still, mm-hmm, a stigma. I do think that one of the biggest great things to come from COVID has been, it has reduced the stigma. Right. I have never seen this many people come to therapy as I have over the last 2 years. I mean, it has been a wave.
Yeah.
And which is wonderful. I mean, because, you know, some people would be like, oh, how sad, people are struggling. But people always struggle.
Yeah.
It's what are you doing about it? Are you seeking the help that you deserve?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, that touches on the other, I think, mission part of Frayed Edges Foundation is also to provide some psychoeducation to our community. And, you know, we really want to start broadening too, like some of the things we offer. We've definitely had the opportunity to do some talks here, there, and yonder. We've done them at the library. We've done them for senior centers. We've done them for certain businesses have asked for us to come out and do some stress relieving exercises for their employees.
Oh, so that's something you can do for, mm-hmm, for businesses around town?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've even, we've had so many different avenues like that. And so some of them just come straight through Seaglass, but some of them we're able to sponsor through Frayed Edges Foundation and offer for free. So that's been really great. And we want to just keep being able to do that, keep expanding that.
I think you are, across the board, talking about the other demographic that we touched on a little bit is the lower income families.
Yeah.
I actually have some people in my own family that believe that therapy is a luxury item.
Yeah.
And that to me was very surprising. It is not a luxury item.
Right.
It is something that we all need,
yes,
at different times in our lives.
Absolutely.
And getting that message across is just so important. So,
yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So tell me what's going on over at Seaglass. What you guys got going on?
Well, coming up, we actually do have a fundraising event coming up for the Frayed Edges Foundation, and it is going to be next Saturday, and it is with Holly Reese, who a lot of you around town may know, because she teaches self-defense classes for women, for females.
Warrior Defenders.
She is amazing. She's amazing, and she has such a philanthropic heart. heart, she approached us about, which is, who does that? Who comes to a foundation and says, hey, I want to help you?
Holly does.
And so, And so she, we are doing, and we decided to make it more specific. So this one is actually a mother-daughter class specifically to bring, to teach self-defense for mothers and daughters. And I think it's a neat bonding opportunity for moms and daughters to do. And it is going to be $40 for the session.
And that's for both mom or $40 each?
Oh, that's a good question.
Each. It's $40 each. Okay, it's so each. $80 for mom and daughter.
Yes, and that portion of those proceeds does go to the Frayed Edges Foundation.
Yay!
And it's going to be at Sea Glass Therapy.
Okay.
And it's the 24th.
It is the 24th at 4 p.m.
4 p.m., thank
4
you.
4 to 6, 25 East Broad, which is your beautiful little place.
Yeah.
Which I still have to come over and do your salt.
Yeah, the salt sauna.
And working?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Salt. I forgot to mention that we have the Himalayan salt sauna. So one of the reasons we have, well, here are the reasons we have that. Salt actually helps blood pressure even out, but it also is the basis for some medications that are mood stabilizers. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not.
And so it has that benefit as well as respiratory benefits.
Very. I do use it a lot for respiratory. Whenever I've had colds or what have you. Sitting in the salt rooms is definitely a benefit for
it. And makes a huge difference.
Well, my husband has asthma, but I have one of my good friends who is also just, they say she has weak lungs. So she's had it since she was a child.
Oh.
And then asthma, of course, ensued afterwards. But after those sessions with her, she says she's like a new person. So she tries to do it at least on a monthly basis. So anybody with respiratory issues, I highly recommend sitting in the salt.
And so, and what differentiates this is it's in an infrared sauna. So it gets really hot.
Oh,
I mean, it get, you are going to sweat. Yes. You get really, really hot. And there are benefits of just the infrared sauna in and of itself. But we have meditations pre-recorded that you can listen to while you sit in there so that you can kind of utilize that time to do practice some mindfulness. And one of our clients actually used to book it regularly after every therapy session because she called it a hot hug.
Because
it was very comforting.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then and detox properties. I mean, there's just so many health benefits for it. So yeah, that's one more. Thank you for bringing that up because that's one more thing that we do offer.
So that's a single person though. So I can't go in there.
You
with
can
my,
go in there with two.
Two of us. Okay,
yeah, it's
so
a two person.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you guys were building it, and I said I need to go, and I haven't made it, but I will. I promise.
Great.
I will make it in
we
there.
We would love to have you.
Yes, I like it. Your building is very. I mean, it's an older building, but you
it
guys
is.
Have made it so. Inviting and relaxing and a positive atmosphere. So I love
you.
It.
Well, that's all Elizabeth, our yes, our chief executive officer, who is also the executive director of the Frayed Edges Foundation, who also would rather do anything in the world than get on the microphone, which is why the only reason I'm doing this. But she is the decorator of that. And she, I mean, actually, I like to say she's the curator of the Zen environment
because
she has done a fabulous job.
You two are a powerhouse woman in the community. And I am very proud to call you both friends.
Oh, thank you,
so,
Tanya.
Let's see. Let's talk about more Frayed Edges
stuff.
Yeah.
So looking forward, we have kind of envisioned that we want to be doing some more fundraising activities. Like we've kicked around a bunch of ideas. This is really not our, we're new at this. This is not really our wheelhouse. And so we are trying to move forward with some of those. I mean, one idea we talked recently with Hank Arnold of Coweta Force about joining forces and doing a gala.
Absolutely.
Because that would be really neat.
I want to dance. I want to dress
right?
up.
Right.
We don't get to do that very often.
We
that would
don't.
Be fabulous.
We don't.
Let me help. I love to do
and,
that kind
and,
of
you
stuff.
Know, with a mental health focus of have fun. And that's definitely part of the mission statement, I would say,
right.
of Frayed Edges, is that we want people to be incorporating fun. Because, I mean, before this got started, what did I was just telling you, I'm not having very much fun these days. Because it's so hard to schedule fun when you are a busy woman, man, just running the rat race that we run.
Yeah.
And so it requires literally scheduling it, right?
Yep.
One of the things that Frayed Edges actually is speaking of, I'm going to plug something, this Saturday evening, in Greenville Street Park from 5 to 9. There is going to be a, I don't know what they're calling it, but anyway, there's going to be band, live bands. So Chris Yeomans is going to be one of the bands playing.
Oh, that's Noon and Nights in the park, right? Is that what
it's
that is?
Not. It's not. Okay. No, it's not. It's actually a fundraiser in and of itself for NICU. Parents and babies.
Okay.
And so it's a fundraiser for that, but it is a family event. And so there's going to be some fun things. So Freight Edge, for example, Freight Edge's Foundation is sponsoring some of the children's activities that are going to be going on that we're really proud to be a part of because it's a sober event. It is, there will be food trucks too, and it's just going to be a fun time to listen to music, relax, have fun with the family in a, you know, on a wonderful summer night, hopefully. Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, and it's also benefiting a great cause. So the tickets are $20 for adults. Children are free.
Okay.
So that's going to be, that's one thing that Freight Edges is a part of. And we just really want to be a part of anything that promotes emotional wellness and mental wellness and be mindful about that.
You just did an event last weekend, right?
Oh, what did we
was
do?
It, and that was the Coweta something sponsored by Coweta for the
house.
Oh,
we
there.
Did.
That
the, was yeah, cool, right? At the park. We sure did. That one was, what was it? It was Family Health and Fitness Day in First Avenue Park.
Nice.
Sponsored by the Noonan Recreation Department. Not Coweta, but Noonan.
Oh, okay.
They're separate. Right. I didn't even know they were separate. They're a separate nonprofit. And so I was learning all about that and all the events that they want to do. But we were able to be a part of that, which was really neat. Because, yeah, I mean, health and wellness is mind, body, and spirit. And
that's right.
Really trying to be do anything and everything to engage those parts in the best way we can.
I agree. It's a great, it's a good thing to think about. Proactive health versus
yes.
reactive
yes.
health, right?
Yes.
So instead of just waiting until you're sick, you just take a few steps to help yourself stay well and stay healthy.
Absolutely.
And people don't do that as much as they, as well, I can't say most. We are in a group of folks and there's a lot of people in the area that we've become friends and associates with that are teaching us about the proactive health benefits. And
yes.
I'm glad that that's coming into Coweta County and Noonan because we need it. I think we really need to be proactive in the way that we think about our healthcare.
We really do.
Yeah.
We really do. And it's you know, so you're asking what else we're doing. We weren't able to get it off the ground this year, but next year we're going to be doing a really big plant sale because of how, I mean, everybody talks about, anyone who loves to garden says it's their therapy, right?
Absolutely. I love to dig in the dirt.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, there's literally proven so
yes.
many therapeutic benefits to that.
Yes.
So we'll be doing that next year as a fundraising effort. And we also want to branch out too in terms of giving out some tangible items for people because a lot of people are not quite ready to take the step of going into therapy.
Gotcha.
But even if we can distribute information or tools that people can use to increase their mental wellness, then we want to be doing that. We do have a mental wellness assessment tool that we hand out at every event we're at just so people can kind of gauge how they're doing. Because how often do you do a deep dive and go, well, I mean, if I am going to rate my stress on a scale of 0 to 1 to 10, where am I? Or,
50.
You know, how, you're right. How often, you know, how often am I having fun? How often am I relaxing?
Yes.
How often am I feeling burned out and ready to like jump ship?
Right.
Not in a
really,
terrible way,
but
yeah. you know, get out of
Sit
town, right? Like, can I escape, right?
And a whole thing of Häagen-Dazs, yeah.
You
do need that on occasion, but just not so often.
Yeah.
But I get that. And so tell me about that assessment. So is it just a couple questions?
It's 2-page questionnaire.
Okay.
And it's just a self-rating scale. That's it. But the purpose is to get you to look inward and really think consciously and really like give a number, you know, or some sort of scale to where, how are you doing?
That's right.
You know, what are your needs?
Okay.
And then seeing that if maybe the cause of not meeting those needs goes a lot deeper, then maybe it is time for counseling.
Right.
And so that's part of the purpose of that scale.
So is that something that you could maybe download from your website or,
you know, we should put that up there.
Would that be, that would
that's
be
a great idea.
A
we
great
will
thing.
Put that up there.
So people can just go out and, don't cheat. This is not something you cheat on. You have to be honest because you're talking to yourself here. But someplace where they could actually you know, take a look at that. A lot.
I love that.
Especially the younger generation, they kind of just do everything online, right?
You're right.
Nobody does paper as much anymore. So that kind of an assessment would give you a little bit of a leg up on people as they're coming into your services, right?
I love that. That's a great idea.
That's very good.
And I do want to do some workshops that are sponsored by the Frayed Edges Foundation coming up. We haven't gotten there yet. Okay. We've had a lot. We're in the midst of this new intern program.
Well, when you're ready to hire somebody to come in and do all your event planning, just give me a call.
Right?
Right? I love to do that part. I had another question and now it just left my brain. Okay, let's keep going. So you were talking about the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And then where would they go? What is your website? What can do? Right?
How do they even do this?
Yeah, how do they do
Thank
this?
Thank you. Excellent question. okay, so to schedule an initial... Well, actually, so at Sieglass Therapy, we do things a little bit different than most facilities. So if you are looking to get counseling, then what you'll do is schedule what we call an initial assessment appointment with me.
Is that free?
And nope. I'd love to say it. Now, if you're someone who's going to end up seeing an intern at a reduced rate, or if it's going to end up being, if you are trying to get a scholarship, then yeah, it's either, the fee is either reduced or waived for that.
Right.
But it is for, on average, it's $50. It's a 30-minute appointment, and we are going to meet and talk about what the client is struggling with. Any past therapy experience they've had, good, bad, and ugly, because I want to hear what things worked for them and what things didn't, and even characteristics of previous therapists. You know, we take some other logistic factors in terms of affordability, because we have the three different tiers of pricing for a therapist. And then availability, because our therapists work at different times, right?
Right.
So you got to see. And we do have after-hours therapy, I should say that, because a lot of people ask that question. We do not take insurance. I need to be clear about that.
Okay.
None at all.
Okay.
We do not. We were.
Yeah.
And then the insurance companies have just about made it
impossible
to do so.
Okay, that makes sense.
And not worry about them coming and auditing us and taking all the money back. So we have.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah,
our
and it's happening.
Our health system is so broken.
It is.
Oh my God.
So broken. That was where the need for the foundation came from in the first place.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I was questioning, do we want to start taking more insurances or not? We don't. Because the next step that insurance companies are going to start taking, and not to get to whatever on this, but is to start managing how many sessions we're allowed to give them anyway.
Oh, I already have that problem.
Yeah.
So our insurance is, I mean, we don't have great insurance. I'm glad I have it.
Yeah.
And they give us 12 sessions a year per person.
Really?
That's
okay.
It.
Interesting.
After that, then it's a negotiated rate between the therapist and the insurance company, which is...
Right.
I might as well just pay out of pocket. It's much cheaper than even trying to go through my insurance.
And so then you're not restricted, right?
Right.
And that opens it up tremendously in terms of the level of care you can get.
Okay.
So, going back to that, so I tell them about the three different levels of pricing, and then they can kind of make that decision. And based on all of that, I then assign them to a specific therapist.
Okay.
Because it's such a daunting thing to try and go look for a therapist. Like, how do you find them? How do you know which one's the one for you?
Right.
How do you know that you're going to like that person, or they're qualified to take care of your needs?
Right.
So that's why we came up with this system, because I know the therapist, and then I can really assess the potential client pretty quickly to see who I think I am. Not batting 1,000 on my first guess. I'm not. However, I am batting 1,000 on my second guess.
Okay,
so
good.
What we have is, I just always tell the client, you know, like, if this person's not a good fit for you, email me, tell me why. I mean, all of our therapists understand what's happening here. And if it's not a good fit for a client, it's not a good fit for the therapist either.
Most
and we
likely,
want the
yeah.
client to get the best help possible. So then they come back to me, they tell me why, and then I'm like, oh, you need this person over here instead. And then it's great. So.
And you have such a wide cadre of professionals,
we
right?
do.
So
we
everything
do.
From children to...
Yeah.
Family, you said?
Yes, and we have, I mean, all of our therapists tend to specialize in some different things. Pretty much every one of our therapists does treat trauma. Okay. So we come from that perspective. A lot of us do what we call experiential therapies as opposed to just talk therapy. So we utilize
art, okay,
music, sound, movement, body,
okay,
all those different modalities. Oh, this is exciting. I can tell you about this. One thing that's coming up is a new partnership with Flying Change Equine Therapy.
Oh, and fun.
So, yes, and we are really excited to get that going. So we're going to be working in tandem with Lisa, who is the owner of that, and getting our clients some group work with horses.
So she's out on...
In Palmetto.
Oh, okay, that's a different one. There's another one that I just got introduced to, and I can't...
Oh.
And she's close to me. So she's out...
Oh, interesting.
On... By Smoky Road, not too far from Smoky Road. And she only has two horses right now, and she's specializing in PTSD.
Oh, wow.
And veterans. But she is expanding as well. She's got two more horses coming. The whole farm is going to be geared towards that.
That's amazing.
Equine therapy. But I know Lisa, too. She's great.
Yeah.
They've had some really great success with PTSD.
Awesome.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So my daughter, Betty, being into horses all over the place, she's trying to find as many horses as she can to help people. She thinks everybody should hug a horse.
Everyone
every day
needs a horse. I love it. That's awesome.
So that was new for me. I didn't understand equine therapy.
I know. It's very difficult to explain because, and all experiential art is a little difficult because it is incredibly nebulous and, you know, it's vague. And but it, if you want something to provide an aha moment, I mean, any of those experiences really do. And they do, you know, when you're talking about treating trauma, talk therapy has just been proven over and over again to be insufficient. It's not enough.
Okay,
and so you really have to implement some extra modalities there.
Gotcha.
And so speaking of, you know, a lot of our therapists are trained in extra modalities and trainings and stuff. So we,
especially for littles, I think.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
where people really get into the art. They can,
yeah,
writing,
do play
and
therapy,
things mm-hmm. like that, right?
Yep.
All
yep.
right. So cool. So what is your specialty? What is your favorite type of therapy?
Interesting question. So I have been extensively trained in, well, I'm called an experiential art therapist. So it's not, I do not have a degree in art therapy. I have to clarify that.
Okay.
I have an extra certification in expressive art therapy, which is a little bit different. And it really does, it really encompasses art, sound, and body movement.
Oh,
so it
okay.
does all of those. And so at this point, I don't take new clients. I haven't for a long time.
Right.
But what I do is I supervise a lot of our clinicians and then the interns. And so I'm at the point now where I'm teaching them how to do all these things,
gotcha.
Which is really fun. So
you
yeah.
are an excellent teacher. So,
oh,
yeah,
thank you.
We all learn something from you every day. That's for sure. So
you're very sweet.
Very cool. All right. So let me think. What else can we do? We're going to take a quick break and have some water, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow. It's too easy,
I just kill it with. Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Newnan, Georgia. We're an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We're your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
This is Josh Petrantonio of the Columbus River Dragons, your home for River Dragons hockey and Newnan 99 Rock.
And we're going to talk, I'm a little scared to do this, but we're going to talk about the questions that go with your intake. Was it intake form?
No. Mental wellness assessment.
No, mental wellness assessment.
So yeah.
Don't be afraid. Y'all, if you're listening, grab a piece of paper. You can actually do this intake with us. I'm going to do it, and she's going to walk me through it. We'll see where I am on the mental scale.
Awesome. Thank you, okay. Being a guinea pig.
All right.
All right. So the first one, and all of these, you're going to be rating yourself from 1 to 10.
One means
it is not true at all for you. Okay. And 10 means it is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So the
not
first
and true.
Yeah, okay. So the first one is I value myself.
I'll give myself about a 9.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm very valuable to myself and my children.
I value the heck out of you, so I hope so. Okay, I am comfortable feeling my feelings.
Oh, I'm going to say that one's probably a 5 because
it's probably typical.
You were talking about like taking an assessment. I've been trained to do that like physically, but mentally, I don't think I do that very often. So
yeah.
I'll give myself a 5 on that one.
I get that.
Oh, Lord. She's okay. She's keeping my numbers.
Okay. I do not feel a need to numb myself with alcohol, drugs, or food.
Food in there. That, you got me on the food thing. I am definitely an emotional eater, so I guess that's, I'm going to go 3 or 4 on that one.
Yeah, I get it. I can give myself and others compassion.
Oh, yeah, I'm a 10 on that
you
one.
You are,
I
absolutely.
I love to give my heart to other people.
I see it all the time. I can adapt to change.
I am very adaptive.
You are.
I will put myself as a 10 on that one. That is very true.
I mean, y'all, I've literally gone to Tanya in times of panic when in an event when something was going wrong because she can always calm me down.
How do you think I made it here today? I got a call 15 minutes ago. No, I'm just
of course
kidding.
You did. Of course you did. Okay, I can accept praise and or gifts.
I am getting better at that, so I'm gonna give myself a 6 on that one.
Good.
Because for a long time I always want to give, but I'm not a very good receiver. So
okay.
I've identified that in myself for sure.
Good. I can relax.
No, that is a 1. I am not a relaxing kind of person. That's why I do have to go to meditation. I
yes.
do have to get massages. I do have to shut my brain down because my body just doesn't do it. So, yeah, that's yeah, 1 or 2 for that.
Okay. I can have healthy fun.
Yes, I have
I
a lot of
can.
Healthy fun. Yeah, I do. I'm going to give myself an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my it always revolves around food. Some of that is going to be non-healthy because I'm a Big Mac woman, you know.
Yeah.
So things like that will set me off on the other side.
I get that. I can cry when I need to.
I actually do.
Good.
Better than I used to, but I'm still going to give myself a 5 or 6 on that. We actually, the girls and I have a cry day. So we'll watch like Steel Magnolias with the anticipation of actually having
letting yourself
an ugly
cry.
Yes. Yep. It's very therapeutic.
It
and
is
very relaxing.
So. Very important.
Yeah.
Okay. I can laugh at funny relaxing. Things.
Yeah.
Of course
I
you
think
can.
So.
Yes,
yeah.
You definitely do.
But I think my sense of humor is a little off. You never know, something that's funny to me and it may not be funny to everybody else.
I exercise regularly.
I exercise once a week.
That's regularly.
It is regularly. For
it
a
is.
Year, I have actually done it for one whole year once a week.
That's
I'm proud
amazing.
Of myself.
I cannot say that. So that's amazing. I eat food that I feel good about.
That's a 5 or a 6 because I do eat a lot of veggies and a lot of
yeah.
fruit, but I also eat a lot of junk. So, yep.
I get it. I do not put toxins in my body on a regular basis.
That's about a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we do that.
Because I do enjoy a glass of wine. I have
sure.
to say, I'm a wine girl. So
I get
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I move my body in fun ways.
I'm trying to do that, but I don't think I do. I'm pretty sedentary because I sit behind the computer too much or I'm
yeah.
standing in front of people too much. So
yeah.
that's probably a 3 or 4 for me too.
And I want to pause on this one because, you know, exercise was a different one.
Right.
And this one is very, it's a totally different category of
right.
ways that we move our body that we sometimes discount if we're doing it. Or also like to bring awareness to like, do I do that? You know?
Yeah, that's a question. For
right.
Sure. We used to play when the kids were younger. What was that dance thing on
yes.
the Wii or whatever it was? We used to
yeah.
do that a lot. But now that they're older,
yeah,
we just don't do it that often.
Well,
so.
And we were talking about going dancing earlier. Like, that's something you do
yeah,
in your 20s, like
exactly.
crazy, right? But 40s and 50s, how often do we do that?
We don't. They forced me down the water slide last weekend, so I guess that's a,
oh, that
a
counts.
Little bit of fun.
That counts. I love it. Okay. I feel comfortable in my skin.
That's probably a 6 or 7 because I am not traditionally, I don't traditionally look like either a white person or a black person or a Spanish person.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of strange looks and things like that when I tell people what I am and who I am. So
yeah.
it does have its toll on us every once in a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can see that. Yeah. I have a relatively healthy body image.
Yeah, I like myself.
Good.
I mean, I'm a little round in the middle, but, you know, it's bought, paid for, so.
It's
I'm
about.
Good with that, like an 8.
Acceptance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bottom line is acceptance. I wear I feel confident about the clothes I wear.
Yes.
Good.
I like my clothes. I do.
So important.
8.
Good. I can protect myself.
I absolutely cannot.
I didn't
no,
think
I'm
you were
going
to say that.
So, no. At the festival last time, I went with, the demonstration was being done by Holly. And so I got out there to do that with her and I realized, oh, I am not good at it. Now,
yeah.
can I shoot a gun very well? Can I use a taser?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That part I can. But as far as knowing my own physical strength, it's not what it was when I was younger. So that's something that me and the girls need to take stock
yeah.
in and doing your events and things
yeah.
like that. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I can express myself.
I am over-expressive, so we'll give myself a 10 on that one.
No such thing. No such thing. I have healthy boundaries.
I am learning them as I get older. I have learned that no is a complete sentence, and I can say no. Yes. Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
No,
that's
period.
A 10, too.
I love it. I ask for my needs from my safe people.
Yes. I have
good.
A very close, tight-knit set of friends, and my husband is my backbone. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a 10.
I listen to myself and my inner voice.
That's a 5 because I should listen to myself more, but I take professionals' opinions sometimes too much and
yeah.
that doesn't necessarily work out all the time.
I love that you said that because, you know, we always talk about, we laugh because we have so many clients that are like, can you just tell me what to do? And we're like, no, we cannot.
No, you can't.
Because the beautiful thing is that you are the expert on you. We are not.
Right.
We're there to help, you know, clarify some things,
exactly.
but not give answers. We definitely don't give
what?
Answers.
Why not?
I know. Nope.
Okay.
We don't have them. We don't have them.
Okay.
I feel gratitude.
I do feel a lot of gratitude.
Yeah.
I actually practice a lot of gratitude. That's part of my own personal journey is being in gratitude for all that I have. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
I nurture my spiritual environment and life.
Yes. I have a lot of people and friends that have taught me different things like meditation and learning how to listen to my inner self. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at it, but I do take time to do that type of thing. So
yeah. Excellent. I can trust myself.
I can. I'm very trustworthy.
Good. You are.
That's a 10.
That's true. I can trust the people in my support system.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That's a 9 because there's still a few people. You're always going to have people in your life that you need to keep at an arm's length. And that's what I'm learning.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Well, and even on top of that, like, I mean, yeah, we're supposed to be able to trust ourselves and we're supposed to be trustworthy, but we're also human.
Right.
And so we have to account for that we're not 100% trustworthy, nor is anyone in our life because of the humanity aspect. Right. Right. I socialize at a level that I am happy about.
Yes. Wonderful. I've actually had to cut back on my socializing. It's kind of funny because that goes back to saying yes or no.
Yeah.
And so some of it's business and some of it's fun, but sometimes you just need to sit at home. So
sometimes
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
That's that rest part.
I'm learning that rest part.
Yeah. That's that rest part. And then last one, I live one day at a time.
No, I'm a planner. So yeah. I live like 3 months in advance. So I need to learn to be more in the moment. That is definitely another part of my journey to learn how to be present most of the time.
So, you know, one of my favorite quotes, and I'm going to butcher it. I also don't even know who said it, which is awful. I like to give credit where it's due, and I don't know who to give it to. But it says that if you focus too much on the future, or focus primarily, I would even say, on the future, then you'll feel anxious. If you focus primarily on the past, you'll feel depressed. And this present moment is where we find peace. And it is almost impossible to do. But I think that gives such a good framework to it as to why in the world I would have that on a mental wellness assessment. Like, why is that important? Because at the end of the day, all we've got is today. Sure. Who knows what happens tomorrow?
That's right.
As much planning as we like to. I mean, I'm a planner as well.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I enjoy living in the future, quite frankly. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
So. All right. So how do people get in touch with you?
Yes. Okay. So our website for Seaglass Therapy is how you would also actually utilize the Frayed Edges Foundation for a scholarship. So we do have our scholarship applications on the Frayed Edges Foundation website, which is www.frayedegesfoundation.org.
Okay.
And it also has any information on there. Also, one of the things that we have on there as an ongoing fundraiser is we do have t-shirts. We have a water bottle.
Oh, I gotta go order my t-shirt. That's right. I was gonna order t-shirts.
Oh, you're on the board. You get one for free.
Oh, yes. You that's get one right. For I am free. On the board. I do like it. I haven't really done a lot, but I hope to do some more in the future for sure.
We are.
I'm proud. I'm a proud board member.
We are thrilled to have you
thank
on our
you,
board.
Thank you.
Tanya is just a resource, wealth of resource and compassion.
But the other cool thing on that website is we can donate.
You can.
We can straight up donate. If you are someone of good means and mm-hmm. you want to give back to the community to help the mental health of Coweta County,
Go
to the Frayed Edges website and please make a donation.
We would
it can
love
be
it.
$5. It can be mm-hmm. $500. We would appreciate it. And I think lots of the community would appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And just an idea too of what in the world it looks like to what the cost is.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the for one session, the foundation contributes $65 per one session. So I cannot do the math that quickly in my head, but 65 times 12 is one person getting one scholarship. So it's not cheap.
No,
you know, like, I mean, we have to really work to raise money and look at that.
$780
is for one person
to
get.
And that's what Frayed Edges covers. That's fantastic.
That's what they cover.
So if you'd like to, you know, do this and support an individual in their thing, then make a $780 donation.
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
Help one person get through a whole 12 sessions.
Yes.
Okay.
So on the website, we have some information about us. We also have some information about some of the past things that we've been involved in. And the application to have a scholarship is on that page.
Okay.
And thanks to Tanya's brilliant idea, the mental wellness assessment will now be added to that page. But once you do that, then you go to seaglasstherapy.com.
Okay.
to schedule your initial assessment appointment, and it is on the schedule page. Also, there's just all of our information about everything is on there as well.
You can learn more about all the different therapists. It's got all of y'all's credentials and the fact that they're really good people who have been trained to do this and help us.
Yeah.
So go check out their website. So that's seaglasstherapy.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seaglasstherapy.com.
That's it. That's a simple, simple thing. So you're going to give us a little quick...
Exercise. I'm going to give you a little exercise. So going back to that state, that quote I made just a minute ago about this present moment is where we find peace, then what I want to challenge you to do right now, wherever you are, you don't even have to close your eyes, but if you can, that would be lovely. But sometimes closing your eyes can be too distracting. So do what you need to do. And if you're driving,
don't close your eyes.
Clearly. but we're going to play some soothing music. And during that time, what I want to challenge you to do is the practice of mindfulness the way it is traditionally supposed to be done. And what that means is that you focus on observing your thoughts. So it's almost like sometimes people say, almost imagine that you are in a movie theater, you're the only one there, and the movie screen is in front of you, and your thoughts are just going to come across the movie screen. Yeah. And some people's thoughts come as images, and some people's come as words, and it doesn't really matter. But you're going to focus on what thoughts come up. And that staying in this present moment, just noticing as an observer what's on your mind. But the second part of this, then this is the tricky part, is withholding judgment of those thoughts.
Right.
Because how often does our critical voice come on board immediately and starts criticizing our feelings, our thoughts, what we haven't done, you know, all the things, right? And so what you want to do is you want to actually observe the critical voice and just notice it without feeling negative feelings about the critical voice, which is a whole...
It's a loop.
But so essentially, you're going to listen to this spa music. You're just going to take a break from life for just a minute. This is, instead of taking a smoke break, we're going to take a mindfulness break. And just listen to this music and notice what's on your mind. Notice what's on your thoughts, your feelings. Observe it and let it be. Practice acceptance.
Okay.
And if anything comes from that, then great. Do something about it. If not, then just let it be a break from life for a few minutes.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
We are so appreciative for you. And remember, it is seaglasstherapy.com. And check them out. There's lots of really great stuff over that right here in downtown Noonan.
Thank you.
All right, let's meditate for a minute. That was wonderful. I'm so thankful for them. They're such a great resource in Coweta County. She also does things with Coweta Force, and it's just been a pleasure having them in here with us today. Margie, I hope you feel better, sweetie. We miss you desperately, but I'm really glad and excited that I was able to be here today. This is Tanya Lee signing off for, what is our name of our group? Hard to Heart Radio. That's me. Sorry about that, y'all. Anyway, you all have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.
You have been tuned in to Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to resources and one another. Located at 3 Bullsboro Drive here in Noonan. Tune in next week for another episode of Heart to Heart Radio with Margie Conway.